News Radio KMAN, a special hour here. Lyle Butler Day in the city of Manhattan, and we're fortunate to have the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce outgoing CEO and president here in the studio today. One of the things that we wanted to talk about, Lyle, was, and I think that you and I talked off mic about this, is about, you know, the family relationships, the extended family that you have there in the chamber offices. And we have someone who has been a part of the chamber a number of years, and he started in a position that the chamber did not have before he came on board.
And by giving me that freedom to explore and build, it really gave me an opportunity to grow in economic development. And so I really appreciated that freedom that was there, that trust was there.
As Trent Armbrust, who's now, what exactly is his position, economic development director at the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce? And of course, you know, his parents, his father especially, have been very involved in the community. You know, we talked about that relationship with the military and the governor's military council. I don't know who came up with that concept, but kudos to them, because that's been a big, big asset to the community and the relationships that we have, not just with Fort Riley, but the fact that that office is housed here. And Fort Riley is the biggest installation in the state of Kansas. That's been critical.
It has been. And you know, my leadership style in my employees is I try to hire the right people, and then I let them run the operation.
Yeah.
Because if I hire the right people, I don't want to micromanage. I don't want to sit on them. I just want them to do the job under the big picture and the big dome, and let them grow and expand in that area themselves. And we obviously talk and stay in touch. But Trent, one of many of my employees, has done a great job in economic development and has helped me, as you know. Any great team, you got a lot of people underneath you. And those are the kinds of folks that I do have at the chamber office.
Economic development is not necessarily the easiest job. There's sometimes tremendous controversy that comes with economic development. You spoke last hour about some of the transitions that are happening with the Manhattan Town Center and how the mall first came to be here, and a very challenging time frame for a lot of folks. And the same could be said for the downtown redevelopment here of a decade ago. And Trent has a comment on that.
And the number of public meetings and public forums that Lyle was part of and helped have that community conversation. And that was a difficult time. There were members in the chamber that were angry. There were members in the community that were angry. And so that was a divisive time. But you really did define a character of a person and their leadership when things are not easy. And so why I go back to that example with Lyle is because he stood up there and he did the work necessary, took the shots that were critical, but understood what was the right direction for Manhattan.
Was that downtown redevelopment process one of the most challenging efforts in your career here?
Yeah, I think any economic development person would tell you that anytime you do a redevelopment project anywhere in America, those are the toughest. It's easier to go out and take a plot of land and put houses or put commercial or industrial. It's tough to do. It's very difficult. But one of the things that I am very proud of is we took a different approach. And I give credit to Brent Bowman, who's a local architect at the time when I came to town. There had been a couple of attempts to do some redevelopment downtown, and for a variety of reasons, they didn't work. And this is after the mall. I was not here when the mall was done. But Brent and I did 41 focus groups in over a year in this community. And Brent is the architect. I can't draw anything. And Brent said, I'm willing to donate my time and services, and let's just find out what the community wants. So we met with all kinds of people, anybody that would really listen to us. And Brent would kind of have his big sheet of paper, and I'd help facilitate the meeting and kind of said, what do you want in your downtown? If we redevelopment, and we did not have a developer then. We didn't have any agenda. We didn't have anything. It was just like, and you just kind of went in and said, don't worry about money. Don't worry about building styles. What do you want in your downtown? And the interesting thing that I learned, and Brent and I both learned this in doing 41 focus groups of students, of property owners, managers, senior citizens, all kinds of groups, is that there were themes that emerged in every one of those groups. And that's what we took forward. I mean, I think, Dave, if we brought 100 people into the studios today and said, what would you like your downtown to be? They would all have unique things. But in the end, there were always common themes in every one of the whether they were students at K-State or whether they were senior citizens in the community. And I think that, and again, it was listening to the community. Was there still controversy? Yes. People have told me that who experienced the mall and the downtown redevelopment said that there was less tension, and they felt that because we had gone out to listen to the community, that and as long as we continued to bring, as I remember, right, there were seven themes that we heard in almost every one of those focus groups that we did. And so those are the kinds of things that I'm happy to say all got implemented in the downtown redevelopment, and I think that helped us.
We have another comment here, just a couple of comments, actually, from a woman who arrived here 10 years ago. And she said just as soon as she got here that she was invited to meet with you just a few days after you arrived.
So I go down there, and he invites me in, and we sit for a long time visiting all about what's going on in the chamber world in Manhattan, what I had done in the past. And before I left, he had invited me to serve on an economic development committee and a public affairs committee. And that just kind of shows the true Lyle, where he was so welcoming to invite me in and really help me get started on all my chamber work that I'm doing here now in Manhattan. So I really appreciate Lyle and my first few days of being in Manhattan.
And that's Larea Shope with ESB Financial, and she is incoming
chair
incoming
of the chamber.
Chair for next year. And that first gathering between the two of you inspired her to continue to get involved in a greater degree. And here once again, it's not just about your staff, but it's people in the community that you have reached out to and empowered them and strengthened them and continued to support them. And I can say you've been that way for me too in my time, not only here at the radio station, but as a county commissioner.
Well, thanks, Dave. Larea's a great person. There are so many talented, wonderful people in this community. They're just incredible. That's one of the things, you know, a lot of people, I've heard this over and over again when I first came here, including, I think, from C. Clyde Jones. I think when people come from the outside, they see the opportunity and the potential. They come here for whether they're going to K-State, whether they're working, and they think, well, I'm going to be here 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 years, 5 years, but then I'm going to move on. I can't tell you how many people that I've run across in this community that have come up to me over the years and said, Lyle, I thought I was only going to be here 2 years, and here I am 15, 18, 20, 30, 40 years later. And I think that speaks about the quality of people that are in this community. We're doing things in this community because of the excerpts that you're playing and others in this community who are willing to take some steps to do the right things. And those aren't easy. You know, you talk about downtown redevelopment. Tom Phillips made a very tough decision one night and had 200 or 300 people in the room that wanted him to vote another way, and he voted, and it cost him the next city election. There are people like him, Jason Hilgers, who's when we talk about downtown redevelopment, and you talk about someone that took arrows, he took tons of arrows. People don't know that. I was with Jason in a lot of the meetings that we went to. I got some. He got more than I got. But he, as a city staff person, saw what the opportunities were for this community. Those are tough decisions. It takes leadership. It takes guts. There's many, many, many of the city commissioners I've worked with, county commissioners, school board members, have made tough decisions.
State legislators. Everybody in government one way or another.
And the thing that bothers me more today than did even 18 years ago, not necessarily about Manhattan, but we've just gotten to this point in the country that's filtered down to the states, not just Kansas, and communities, is that We don't want anyone to talk to each other or listen to each other. It's kind of like my way or the highway. And that paralyzes communities. That, if that would ever permeate this community, we'd be done, period. And it frustrates me. I guess I'll just leave it there.
Yeah, and that's probably a good place to leave that. But one of the things that you are going to leave is a tremendous legacy. And we, in our conversation with Larice Hope, she had some comments on the legacy that Lyle Butler will leave.
I think there's not going to be one thing. I think there's going to be many things when we stop and think about, wow, how did we get there? The name Lyle Butler is going to come up.
I said this time and time again. If there's a Mount Rushmore in Manhattan, Lyle Butler's face is on it. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's my turn to ask some questions. And we're going to have some limited time, Lyle. So we'll see how much we can embellish, okay?
All right.
All right.
Sounds
good. Lyle Butler Day here on News Radio KMAN. We'll be back in just a moment.